Well, I think that when we voted, and if you look at what we were voting on, there weren't a lot of issues there. There weren't many races that really contested. Ben Cardin did a great job in his campaigning. He's done a great job as a member of the House of Delegates, a member of Congress, and also in the Senate right now. So there were not many questions on the ballot. So I think you're going to see the action in November when people will be voting for president and for Republicans versus Democrats.
Are you worried that people might stay home in November?
Well, one of the things in politics is you have to find your vote and vote it. You know, I was in local government for 17 years, and one of the things that I miss about being in Congress is that you don't see people as much as you did when you were in local government. But one of the things that campaigning does, it allows you to get out and see and hear what your constituents want and what the issues are. With the new redistricting, just in my second congressional district, we have 200,000 new people, and I'm going to look forward them meeting me, and I'm going to meet them, and hopefully I'll listen to their issues, and they'll want me to represent them.
Is this a tougher race for you because it's a new boundaries of the district?
Well, I take each race. I don't think you just show up at election time and run a race. Hopefully you'll be judged on your record and what you've done, what you stand for. I specialize in intelligence. That's what I do to protect our national security. In Congress, you have areas of specialty. But this is what our country's about. It's democracy. And campaigning are great, and I respect people who have the courage to get in the ring, because it's not always easy. You spend a lot of time in campaigning and debating, and you put yourself out there. So, you know, this is what our country's about. And I, because of my job in intelligence, I deal with a lot of countries and in Middle East and other areas like that. I really appreciate what we have in the United States of America. We have the best country in the world, and we're going to keep it that way.
Thank you, sir.